If without him adding on this extra chavilos, extra bundles into the fire wouldn't go so far to do the damage. Shapshita avati yochayiv. If now that you added the extra bundles in the fire, you made it a bigger fire, and now the wind could take it and does damage, of course yochayiv. Eli, you're telling me the chiddush is, Tibalavi you ozla, even without you adding the extra bundles in the fire by itself would also travel. If so, my covet, so why are you chayiv? The fire would have went anywhere, you didn't do anything. This can't be a chiddush then. Maskel of Rapport probably has another question. No, I have another case. Week, there's a case all the time like we learned. Hey, Sheyoshu al Sasalechem. Five people sat down on one bench. Five people sat there. V'loi shavru, the bench didn't break yet. They weren't fat people. So the five people, the bench was able to take these five skinny people. Oh boy, I thought now a sixth person came, V'yosha, he sat down, V'yosha v'lo, V'shivra, now the bench collapsed. Now the bench broke. So Lachar is Achmed Chayiv. The last guy has to pay for the whole bench. He's the one that caused the dazik. So that's the Chiddush in the Mishnah. Even though it was only his weight by itself couldn't have broke it, but now that he broke it, he's chayiv for those things. So where's the cash again? Yomra Papa says, what's the case that last one's chayiv? Kagoin Papa Baraba. Like Papa Baraba that was very, very fat. Skitsa means only if he's a fat person, the last person that came there. Rashi Shahoya Balbos, he was very fat. Say again, hey Kidami, where's the cash? No, what's the case talking about over here? What's the big Kiddush? Elaim, if you're going to tell me the Balav Iyu, La Itbar, that without him it wouldn't have broken. In other words, five people were sitting there, skinny people, they all together weighed 300 pounds, and the bench could take 400 pounds. So Pshita, that those five people could have sat there for another 2 years, and nothing would happen to the bench. Now that you sat down, you broke it, Avad Yechayiv. El, the case has to be, the Balav Iyu Nam Yitbar, even without you sitting down, the sixth guy, it also would have broken. In other words, these five guys weigh together 600 pounds, and the bench can only take 500 pounds. So the bench would have broken anyway. If so, my COVID, what did he do then? So where's the case that he's chayiv? So where's the kasher, but so mastis mechim mitarzo. You're telling me there's no chiddush, but you don't have a case. Where is there a case? The Brisa says, though, that the last one is chayiv. So where is there a case, Taka, that the last one is chayiv? So Mar says, let's read for the cases like this. The Balav Iyu have a mitzvah betray shor. Let's say like this. When the five people were sitting there, true, they were overweight. They're not supposed to sit there, but it would have broken first in another 2 hours. You have 600 pounds sitting on this bench that could only take 500 pounds. So it's not going to break right now. Take 2 hours till it would break. Fahashta, now that the fat person sat down, itba b'chod b'shor, it broke after 1 hour, it broke. So here's the Chiddush. The Yam relay, the other five people would say, listen, ilavat, if not for you, have the Yasivna Tvei Purta, we would have sat there for another hour, an hour and a half the most. The Kaimino, we would have got up there before it was supposed to break. And now that you came and sat down, you're the one that broke it. So therefore, you have to pay for the damage. For the Gemara, no. Velei Malhu, let the sixth person say back, listen, why should I pay for the damage? Elav Austin, if not for you five guys, for the deal I have a mitzvah. With me alone, even though I weigh 300 pounds, I won't break the bench though. With me alone, the bench could take 500 pounds. So with me alone, I wouldn't have broken the bench. So why does the last one have to pay for the whole thing? He has the right to say, I didn't cause the whole damage. I needed you also. So most of the Tzricha, the case is talking about, the Bahadi, the Somech Butover. As soon as the sixth guy sat down, it broke right then. So Chura, it's called Mamish like Mazik, Rashi says, like Adam Mazik. It's like he sat down right then and it broke. It's Mamish like Adam.
Rashi says, doesn't say, alright.
Yeah. Skitza, that's the case of his chayiv. So Marska says again, Pshita, of course he's chayiv. Now the time I would have thought to say, Koichoi lako gufa dami, that maybe his koichoi is not called like gufoi, maybe it's still not called Adam Amazik, Kamashmula, that's the Kiddush, no, the koichoi is a gufa dami. That his koicha, even though he soon about when he sat down, like his weight coming down, it broke right then, it's considered like Adam Amazik. So chol heicha, the gufay tovar, koicha nami tovar. That any time your body breaks it, so when your koicha breaks it, it's also called like your body, that you're also chayiv. So mele v'kitza, true there's a case that you're chayiv, but it's not a chiddush in our Mishnah. For the Gemara v'suleka, there are no other cases. We can have another case. Hod Tanya, he ko asara b'nayodim b'yesam akolis. If 10 different people hit a person with 10 different sticks, So ben b'vatzachas when they hit him all together, ben b'zachas they would hit him one after another. Umeis, and after these 10 people gave him 10 bats over the head, Umeis, the guy died. So lachem is kulam p'turim. All 10 of them are potter. Because neither of them did the ma'isa misa. All 10 did it together. He can't be mechayev anybody. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah Raima no. B'zeach hazeh, to hit one after another, ha'achren chayev. The last one is the one that's the murderer. Why? Mipnei shekir res misasoi. Because he's the one that was makar of the misa. Even though maybe his bap over the head wouldn't have killed him by itself. He needed 9 baps before him, but the Maisa, when he gave the 10th hit, he caused him to die right now. That's Yechayiv Misa. Since you were Makar of Misa, so Yechayiv. That's a good case, that's a Kiddush, that you only did a little bit of the hitting. But since the Maisa, you're the one that killed him, Yechayiv for the whole thing. Samara says the reason why the Mishnah doesn't say it is because Bekotta loy Kamari. I said the Mishnah doesn't want to say cases of killing. It wants to say Hezek of Hezek, where you're Mazim, half the Hezek, Yechayiv for the whole thing, but not in the case of Misa. The boy said another pshat to tell you, but plukta like kamari. This is the machlokes talk of the last one is chayiv. That's machlokes if you do the mesayiv and the tanakama. So therefore, we don't want to go into a case with some machlokes. For the gemara v'loy, v'akim and like a rebbe. I we said the first pshat also is only not like rebbe. Your first kind of a bor yud is only not according to rebbe. It's more like this. That's not so shver. The like to rebbe, you karabonim akminim. Even though it's not like rebbe, but since we're saying our mishnah goes like the rabbonim, like the rabbim, that's good. Because he passed him like a rabbin, that's why it's good. But Kabyuda ben Messiah will like Rabbon Lomakaminon. But to put it like a Yochel, like Yehuda ben Messiah, not like the Rabbonin, that we don't want to say.
Now, just Pshan, the Gemara before again, by this last case where 5 people sat down on the bench, and then the 6th one came and sat down and broke it. So the question is, though, why isn't this the case of the Mishnah? Like, the Mishnah, let this be a case where you're Hachshartoi, Miksas Nitzkoi, and Yechai Fakuloi. So Rashi learns the Pshat is because here it's not called Miksas, but it's called Kuloi. In other words, the case is again that the first 5 people sat down, and at that time it did not start to break at all. True, it would have broke maybe in 2 hours, but right now it did not even start to break. So no hezek happened at all. Just later when the 6th guy sits down, it breaks right then. So that's why it doesn't say in the Mishnah, because that's called the case of Yechsharta Kula Nizkoi, that's not called Miksas, that's called Kula. Therefore, we're back that the only case where it's a miksas niskoi is where the bor was already dug 9 tvachim. So we have a bor there already. Now you add one more tefat that's called miksas niskoi. If you chayev akuloi, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. All right, we'll stop here.
Yehod Navyurim Abeis. The Mishnah says, chafti b'tashlume niskoi. That you chayev to pay tashlume niskoi, you have to pay back the money you did damage. So Maris Medayik, Chavti b'nisko leketoni, does not say I have to pay the damage, like if my shor killed your shor, I have to pay you for the value of it. Ela b'tashlum e'nisko, I have to be mashlum, I have to fill up the damage. Tashlum e'nisko. What does that mean? We'll soon see. Tanin lo'od ton rabbonin. There's a proof to the brayso that we learned, that tashlum e'nezik, Malami was to come to teach us, shehabayle mitaplem b'nevela. If my shor kills your shor, Slamaisa, even though your shor was worth $200, but now the nevela, let's say, is worth $50. So I, the mazik, have right to say, listen, you keep the nevela, it's worth $50. I only have to pay you now $150. We don't say I have to pay you back $200 and I should keep the nevela, but rather that tashlume nezek malamit shehabaylim metaplim benevela. That the baylim, the original owner, has to keep the nevela. And the mazik now only has to be mashal and pay the rest. What's missing? Samar says, Minohan Emili, how do we know this big Kiddush? Samar Rabami says, the Yomakor, the Pasuk says, Make Nefesh Behemi Yishal Meno. When a person hits the behemoth and kills it, he has to pay for it. So we dash in Al Tikri Yishal Meno, Elo Yashli Meno. Means to say, just fill. In other words, the missing, whatever's missing, you killed the animal. So now it's only worth $50, the Nevelo. And before it was worth $200, so I'll only fill up the difference and pay you $150. Rabbi Rav Kano Amar Mihocha. The pasuk says, "Im Torah Yitorah Yivieyu Aid Hatreifa Lo Yishalim." That's the pasuk by Shai Mitzocha. That if a treifa happens, if an oinus happened, animal was torahfit. So the shaila had to learn. It says, "Aid Hatreifa Lo Yishalim." You have to pay. So we dash in like this: Hatreifa Yishalim. You have to pay until the nevela itself. But treifa Atzma Lo Yishalim. You don't have to pay for the nevela itself. That's if you were a Shai Mitzocha. And somebody came and killed the animal. So now the owner comes back and says, listen, you have to pay me. So what you have the right to say to the Bailam is, you keep the Nevela. And that I don't have to pay you for. But I have to pay you the difference up until the Nevela. That's what we darshan. Ad treifa means, ad treifa, I'll pay you. But the treif itself, the Nevela itself, I don't have to pay you, that you keep. Chizki yama mehocha, from this pasuk, it says, v'hameis yeloi. If one shore hits another shore, here the pasuk says, v'hameis yeloi. So we dash in the nizik. The pasuk means that the nizik keeps the nevela, and the mazik is only mashlim the difference. V'chein tona de vechizkiya. V'hameis yeloi, the pasuk says, l'nizik. It means to say that the nizik keeps the nevela, and the mazik pays the rest. So Marius Tachash, how do you know this? How do you know this? Ah, to why you're telling me now the nizik, it means the nizik keeps the mace. Oh, yeah, maybe not that way. Maybe it means the mazik has to keep the nevela. In other words, the mazik has to pay the complete $200 for the damage, and he'll take the nevela home and use it. The Gemara says, no, amarta loikach, don't say like this. Loikach, why? Loikach hoya. That's not the pshat. The Gemara asks a question, why not? My loikach hoya, what does it mean that's not the pshat? Rabbi says like this. Because, if you want to tell me, nevela de mazik kevein, that the nevela belongs to the mazik, and the mazik has to pay the complete damage of $200. And so, lichta rachmona shor taka shor hashor. Let the pasuk just say, if my shor kills your shor, I have to pay you for the shor. For lishting, let the pasuk keep quiet. We are mace yelei lomli. What do we need the pasuk to say? You keep the mace. Like pshita. If you're going to pay him $200 for the animal, so pshita the nevela belongs to you. Why does the Torah have to write, we are mace yelei? So, shmamina la nizik. Shmamina, the pasuk is teaching us, no, that the nizik, he keeps the nevela. Therefore, $50 you have right now. It was worth 200 before, so I'll pay you now 150. Now it comes out, we have three psukim to tell us this yisoid. So Gemara says, L'tzricha, I need it by all three cases. D'ikos rachamon ha-makadayim yishal meno, that was the first pasuk. That's the case of an Adam, where an Adam kills a shor. Mishum de'lo shchichi. It doesn't happen too often that a man should kill a shor. Maybe that's what the Torah was makel upon the mazik to say, you only pay the difference, not to complete $200. Avol treifa. But when you're a shrei mesacha, that somebody else came and another shor came and tore up your shor, the shchicha that happens often, emalai, maybe since it happens often, then you have to pay the complete damage, maybe you'd have to pay the $200. Shchicha. That's why I need a second pasuk, even by a shrei mesacha also, that he only has to pay the difference. V'yashmina treifa, but only here by a treifa, by a shreimer, mishun de memela. Because the shreimer didn't do the damage himself. He was a pashay in the shmir, he didn't watch it well. But what happened? Somebody else came and was toraf the shore. But you're chayiv, because you're a pashay, you didn't watch it good. But the hezek only happened memela by itself. Mishun memela. Avomaka behema, tibiyadayim. But when a person goes and hits the animal himself with his hands, emaloi, maybe that's a bigger mice hezek, there you have to pay the whole thing. So that's why I need a second pasuk, that even when a man hits an animal, also the nizik keeps the nevela, and he's only mashlim. Now, v'yashmin hanitarti, I hear these two, v'yashmin hanitarti, ho mishum l'shchiach. I tell you, by an odom, it's because it doesn't happen too often. Vo mishum l'memela. By a shomer, because it happened by itself. Avol, v'yameiti yeloi. But in the case where your shore kills another shore, the shchichi, that happens often. Uvi yadayim. That's called like your hands did it. Like Rashi says, "Bishtoy b'shon nagach teshchiach uvi yadayim umamish sha'ashor shumamoynoi shomazik." Since you own it, so it's considered like you. Therefore, when your shor does damage, that's come out like your yadayim. So here, I would have thought to say, since it's shchiach and it's you doing it, you should have to pay the complete $200. Ein maloi. Here, I would not say the nizik keeps in the nevela. Kamashman, even here, the nizik still keeps in the nevela. I just say it over here. V'yashmin and hameti yeloi, but only here this last case. When my shor kills your shor, mishun de mamayna komaski. Because it's only my mom that's doing the hezik. Avol hocha de begufa mazike maloi tzricha. But maybe where the yodim does the damage mamish by himself, maybe there it's different. Therefore I need all three psukim to teach us, and all these three cases I say that when you do hezik, the nizik keeps the nevela, and the mazik only has to pay the difference. Oh, Malay Rav Kanal Larav, Ela time with the cost of Rachamon of a Mesi Eloi. What's the Chiddush? Because the Posik says the Nizik keeps the Nevela. Holav Hoche, without this Posik, I would have thought to say, Nevela the Mazik Hevi. No, the Mazik keeps the Nevela. If my shore killed your shore, that was worth $200, I have to pay you $200. And the Nevela belongs to me that I keep. But I would have thought to say, I have to pay you a complete 200. Shad Gemara, why? Hashto I yisteledi day. If the mazik himself has nevelus in his house, kama treifus, if he has a lot of treifus in his house, yoyevle, when he wants to pay for the damage that he did, the $200 worth of damage, he could pay him with anything, even with the nevelus. The other markers we learned before, the postik says yoshev, which return, which we darshin, l'rabbi shove kesef yafilu subin. So that what did he could pay back anything, even straw, even the least things you could pay back with. So if so, did they me boy? So here, now this is the nevela that Marsha killed. For sure I should be able to tell the Nizik, I'm paying you back now with this nevela. That's the first $50 of the payment. And then I'll pay you the other 150. So why do I need a postik for? But Mesi Yilat tell us this. Pshita the mazik could pay up with the nevela. So Marsha says true, but la nitzucha, the chiddush is like this. Ela lepchas nevela. Let's say the nevela got worth less from the time of Misa until the time the Nizik is taking it. They're going to take a day or two sometimes. Your shor kills his shor and stays there for a day or two until you go to bed, until you pass kanois. You have to pay the money. And then by the time you come and pay the money, the nevela got worth less. So now who loses out that the fact that the nevela got worth less? That's nafkamina. El lepchas nevela. Now that we have the posuk that says v'hameis yeloi, so it says right away the nevela belongs to the Nizik. So if Pishas Misa, the nevela is worth $50, so it comes out I only made a loss to you of $150. So that's all I have to pay you. Even though by the time you get around to take your nevela home, to use it, to give it to your klovim, it's only worth $40, that $10 loss is your loss. Because the Torah says v'hameis yeloi, the nevela belongs to the Nizik. But without the pasuk, I would have thought that the nevela belongs to the mazik. So true, if the mazik picks it up and gives it to the nizik, he could pay him back with it. But then he only pays back the way it's worth, b'shas peroyin. If b'shas, I'm paying it to you, now it's only worth $40, I could only use it for $40. Now the pasuk says no, you could use it for $50. So Gemara says, Lema, let's say this svara of p'chas nevela, so nevela gets worth less, tanoihi, maybe it's a matlekes tanoihim. Tatanya will learn like this. What's Shah on the Pasuk? The Pasuk says, in Torah, you Torah, you view aid, that if the animal got ripped up, you have to bring aidus,